LA Water and Power Department approves $750,000 salary for new director. Los Angeles Department of Power and Water officials have approved a $750,000 a year salary for the new general manager as part of an even larger pay package that includes a housing allowance and moving costs. The department's Board of Commissions approved a recommendation of Janice Quiñones on April 23. A former senior vice president at Pacific Gas and Electric Company, the candidate was Mayor Karen Bass's pick to fill the top spot after a nationwide search. The pay package includes the top-of-the-range salary, plus $30,000 in moving costs to relocate from the San Francisco Bay Area, and a monthly housing allowance for up to 6 months for a total of $45,000. The department has more than 11,500 employees and delivers water and power to about 4 million residents across the city of Los Angeles. Ms. Quiñones' election is expected to receive final approval next month by the Los Angeles City Council. Her salary would be substantially higher than the $447,082 earned currently by outgoing general manager Marty Adams. Mr. Adams announced his retirement in February 2023 after a 40-year career at the department. He took over leadership at the utility in 2019, after 3 years as the agency's chief operating officer. The City Council approved a new salary range last year of $435,034 to $751,011 for three general managers of the city's utility, port, and airport. The salary schedule was enacted in December. Ms. Quiñones spoke briefly after the announcement of the recommendation and thanked the commissioners at Tuesday's meeting. "It's been a journey since we started, but one that I'm very excited to be a part of," she said. "I'm really looking forward to this challenge and new role, and being part of the family. Collaboration with partnering organizations and the community will be key to tackling the challenges the department faces," she added. Board President Richard Katz said they had great expectations for working with her and the mayor as the city looks to a cleaner and more sustainable future. "Collaboration is the key, and we're looking forward to that and your leadership," Mr. Katz told her. In the announcement of her recommendation of Ms. Quiñones, Ms. Bass said the new director would lead the department through the transition toward 100% clean energy by 2036. "I look forward to working with Janice to deliver for the people of Los Angeles," Ms. Bass said April 19. Ms. Quiñones brings more than 25 years of leadership and experience to the position. During her 5-year stint at PG&E, she managed large-scale operations. She also helped restore and reconstruct electrical systems in Puerto Rico following Hurricane Maria while working in San Juan, Puerto Rico, for Cobra Energy, and served in management roles for more than 8 years at San Diego Gas and Electric. The candidate also serves as a commander in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve and spent 5 years on active duty. Ms. Quiñones has a professional engineer license in 5 states, a master's degree in business administration, and a master's in advanced studies in international relations, according to her LinkedIn profile.